last segment of the show, and Joe over the music goes, and he is dead.
Paul is dead? Again?
Who is dead, Joe?
Alan Thicke is dead.
Alan Thicke is dead.
Alan Thicke is dead. We were sort of on Facebook, and we called BS, and then you said to Google
it. I didn't call
it.
BS. I said I didn't know.
Oh, but that, no, Alan Thicke is dead.
What did he die of?
He died of a massive heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. He seemed so energetic. He was playing hockey. He plays hockey.
I know. Yeah. And then he had this, yeah, Alan Thicke, five fast facts you need to know. Well, he won't be breathing anymore, I guess.
There's one.
He can't run.
There's two.
Going to be very stiff.
And three.
You got my interest.
How old was it? How old was
69.
Alan? Oh, what's a good age to go at? At least you go happy. So he's dead.
Yeah.
Well, shocking. He did not look 69.
No.
Because he had good hair.
Yeah. Really good hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
I am envious of that hair. Not of where his current status.
No, no. Just the hair.
So I guess Alan Thicke will not be going live on Facebook? I guess I will get that update.
Yes, no, he will not be. Not anymore.
Didn't he have a son? Didn't his son have that?
Robin Thicke.
Yeah,
Robin
they tried to tell him, but there were some blurred lines.
Oh.
A little too far in that.
Did he? Oh, yeah. So.
Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Curry. On the break, you heard music from Vincent J. Rigney with Cheeky Little Criminal and Andrea Black with Jumping Genie Beanie. You can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com, Vincent J. Rigney, and Andrea Black. And Alan Thicke will not be making any more music at all. A little depressing.
Did he?
I think so. He had a good voice.
Alan Thicke?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't remember if Alan Thicke sang. I mean, I knew
it's not like
we
don't have
acted.
A way to find out. See if Alan Thicke sang, somebody. use your little magic boxes.
Yeah. Hey.
There's nothing magical about that box. You settle down. You settle down there, sweet tits.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, so what are you Googling? Alan Thicke singing?
Yeah.
All right. It's a good place to start.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, we break all the news here.
Yeah, because other people broke it for us.
I always wonder what he thought of Mike Cameron becoming a religious douche.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he
was a lot of hand with that shit.
Ugh. What do you mean was?
Was. He still is.
Still is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron is, ugh, gross.
Fucking Mike Seaver.
Ugh. No, I don't think he did. But,
he would sing a little bit.
What did he sing?
Well, he sang he got him to sing the Growing Pains song.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was he did it for like a magazine, goofing around and stuff like that. But I don't think his main thing was the thinner.
I heard him on an interview. He seemed like a good interview.
Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy.
It's a shame he was going to be on our show next week.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to rebook.
Nah, I guess we won't get Alan Thicke.
No, I guess not.
That's a shame. Mm. We'll get Shirley Temple instead.
She's dead.
Oh. Well, all right. So, nobody exciting next week at this point. but I guess we'll do something that is exciting. A little Ann Jackson. Action Jackson.
Action Jackson.
Ann Action Jackson. Or as I called her, formerly in running to be Secretary of State, Ann Jackson.
or at least the envoy to Japan.
So-called. Envoy to Japan.
So-called envoy. So-called.
Oh, I love when she would issue. The president, the Secretary of State, issued a state, fuck off my life.
You know, I'd get behind that. I'd get behind that. Secretary of State Tiller issued a statement to China, fuck off my life.
Which is very diplomatic. Fuck you. No. But she said it so politely.
The mass media was left stunned. All right. So what are the categories?
Well, the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
Is it really a favorite?
Yes.
Oh.
It is. Then we're going to stick with the basics this week.
Jesus.
Fucking liar and fucking asshole.
Singular.
Yes, singular.
Scambusters! I'm going to go with three Mr. Davins.
Right.
I'm going to go with two fucking liars and two fucking assholes.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. It's like a gang.
Sharks versus the Jets.
Jets lose.
I'm going to go with two Mr. Davins. I'm going to say four fucking assholes and one fucking liar. So, there we go.
No
rough to the races.
Yes. Shoot that voice. Dateline, July 10th, 2014. Mr. Davins.
Uno.
This is where I report the scam to UN before. You can see the name, that's her real name. Idiot Melvin Santos got my report. And then this is from forwarded from Susan Myers, Vice President for UN Relations at mailings at unfoundation.org. Five facts that will give you hope.
Oh, we had a musical bed.
Yes. So here's the letter she forwarded to me. Dear Anne, but it's the real name. Big news came out yesterday. The annual report of the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, eight goals established in 2000 by world leaders at the United Nations, show that the world is making significant progress in reducing poverty, improving health, and saving lives. You can read the report here and read on for some of the important findings. Fact: the number of children who die before the age of five has been reduced by nearly half. In 1990, an estimated 12.6 million children died before the age of five. By 2012, that number had been cut to an estimated 6.6 million.
Wow. That's an incredible figure.
Sure.
That's horrifying.
It is. Fact: global actions to prevent and treat malaria averted an estimated 3.3 million deaths, mostly of children under five, from 2000 to 2012. Fact: the proportion of people living in extreme poverty was cut in half between 1990 and 2010. Fact: all developing regions in the world have achieved or are close to achieving gender parity in primary elections, in primary education, excuse me. Fact: from 1990 to 2012, more than 2.3 billion people gained access to an improved source of drinking water.
Mm.
The MDGs have spurred the world to act when we act. Progress is possible.
What are MDGs?
I said it before.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it.
Fucking go back. You lose. We've made important gains, but we have more work to do. Join us in helping keep the momentum going by raising awareness of the progress we have made. Thanks for your help. Susan Myers, Vice President for UN Relations, United Nations Foundation. And then the address.
Sounds like before the insanity, this announcement.
Yes.
Seems pretty legit, right?
Mm-hmm. It sounds it.
Well written.
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds on the up and up. So I said to her, I told you before, this is not the United Nations. This is a charity set up by Ted Turner to fight poverty. United Nations website is www.un.org.
Right.
Stupid.
Yeah.
She thinks it's femme.
She doesn't know.
She says, I do not say Brown send me money. Because remember, I said, you said Brown send me money. He is
a fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking idiot.
Oh. Hmm. That's so close.
He is.
Really? Second chance?
Yeah.
Fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking idiot FBI man who made lots of mistakes. Really should have doubled down on fucking idiot.
Wait, so fucking idiot? Fucking idiot FBI man?
Yeah, she doesn't know the rules.
Oh, okay.
He destroys my whole life. Shame on him. This is why I want to expose him. And by the way, he is...
a fucking asshole.
Fucking mafia.
Fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah. So close.
Off by an S.
Yes.
And no S. He will be?
Damned.
Fucked.
No, arrested soon. What the vulgarity?
He will be fucked.
By the way, show me the truth that Green and Miller are fake if you are pro.
Are you kidding me?
Please. You've shown her.
I said, I have time and again. If you do not trust in my ability, then why bother?
Yeah, really. It's like, oh, so if you're such a pro, you show me the, you know, what
show
you
me
know.
The way.
It's like, ugh.
She goes, I asked my friend to send money. I borrowed money. I go, why do you fight me when I'm trying to give you a path to get answers? For 2 years, pursuing phony officials has gotten you nothing but grief and ridicule and no closer to answers. I try to help you, but you think everybody but you is an idiot. It makes it impossible.
That's true.
I've had enough. Again, I've had enough.
Yeah, you know, only idiots think that they're the only one who knows everything.
Our country might be in trouble.
I think our show.
I don't think I know everything. Do you think you know everything?
The triumvirate of idiots.
Good name for a show, too. Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
If my prediction is not wrong, the war will happen soon. Then she sends me a link to Russian army holds military drills. The scam from Ukraine is very serious. July 11, 2014. Mr. Davin.
Wow, she's slinging them out.
They once sent me mail saying that they forward my mail to the proper department. They told me the person who deals with this case will contact me. Then Melvin Santos contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
What a clunky dink.
Yeah, really.
Melvin Santos is real, but you said he's fake. Are they human beings? These people are hiding. They are
fucking liars.
Fucking mafias.
Fucking assholes.
Oh, ah!
See?
Off by an S.
Yes.
No, S.
S.
Not yes.
For savings.
Yes. They leave off the last S for stupid. They use me, and they are killing me, but they said they tried to help me. These fucking lies. Great name for an album, by the way.
Yeah.
These fucking lies.
These fucking lies. They are the same as the scammers did to me. Fucking
assholes.
Liars.
Criminals.
Ah.
Eric Bohr is an
scammer.
Asshole.
Asshole.
Ah.
Then she responds.
I know there's a pop quiz tonight.
I know.
Fucking participate. Dear Mrs. Ann Jackson, but will they use her real name? You've sent an embarrassing mail to my office. You do not know Brown. I have met Brown in person before here in Paris. I can't believe that you are saying such words about him. ABC News cannot help you do anything because Brown is real, and you will only end up destroying yourself and that of your company and the rest of the people around you.
Covered everything.
Sounds threatening.
Yeah, really.
If you know what is good for you, for you to get the fees for the last clearance for tax payment certificate and send it Brown to help you, okay? You also need to apologize to Brown now. Waiting, Mr. Eric. He's waiting.
Mr. Eric! Wait a minute. I think that your appointment with Mr. Eric will be... we can fit you in for... What is it just a cut and blow? Or... Mr. Eric! No!
I do respect Brown. They deliver all the time. He is a real man, but he should not stand for James Miller. I use my company money. I have no more money. Please return the money to me, or I must end my life. This is what you do to me.
I must end my life.
Yeah, she says that casually.
Well,
I mean,
you know, people always promise to commit suicide in this story, and they don't.
No, I know.
Is it fair? Brown tries to help. Did I kill James Miller? He kills me. Please ask him to return the money to me. Green lies to me. Why do I need to pay? I have no more money. Do you want me to end my life? Not until you're broke.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. Are you really asking me that? Yeah.
I do not care about anything now. I will ask ABC News to do it. I will. I do not speak any ill of Brown because he is a good man. Why do I need to tell ABC about him? Please tell criminal James Miller to send me money back.
Wait a minute. Now, why is ABC involved in this? I missed that.
I think they're part of the mass media.
Yes, they are. But
it worked out well with Chris Cuomo in 2020 and Juliana Avalos.
Yeah, really.
So then here's a conversation between Anne and Green Parker. Anne starts in the middle. You are. He never returns the money to me.
You are.
You are.
Ah, that's so funny. You are. And it was premised. And this starts in the middle. You are.
Sounds like these two are fighting again.
Oh, that's
it's
fucking.
It's like if somebody's on the other phone and you pick up, you are. You know, uh-oh, click.
Oh, God. That's like calling my house.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you are. Oh, I think I'll come back later.
Yeah.
He never returns the money to me. You will see. You play on me and Brown. He is a good FBI man.
Yeah.
I hate you and James Miller. A liar. Green Parker goes, he will return all your money. Anne goes, I will go to jail. Fuck off my life. You set me up. I try to save people, not to destroy. You destroy me. Go to hell. Bye. Parker says, Brown has the gold bars with him.
Does he really?
Sure.
Yeah, but Brown's the good guy, and he's carrying gold bars?
He likes Brown.
She likes Brown.
Anne says, keep it forever. We'll know what it is. Lies. Is USA is mafia country, is what I learned from you.
Well, certain parts, you go like around Braves End. Yeah.
Garfield.
I lived there.
I know you did.
Fuck off. Bye. I will never forget what you have done to me. Parker goes, am I James? Me too? He has nothing to do with me anymore, says Ann. I do respect only one person, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown.
He's got a lovely daughter.
Not in this story. He is a real man, as an FBI man.
He's a real man. He's got hair in his chest.
I will never forgive you. Parker Green says, you are ungrateful.
Oh, man, that is all the balls on this guy. You are ungrateful.
No, I don't believe he has them because he's not a real man.
Oh, my God, you're ungrateful.
So she continues, I will not because I have money and I am facing my court issue. My friends in the company think I am a scammer. Please return the money to me, and I will never. This is not what I need to do. Please tell James Miller to return the money to me, or I will send what happened to ABC News. I do not speak ill of Brown. Please ask him to return the money to me. Then this comes from Mr. Eric Bohr, to Anne. Dear Mrs. Ann Jackson, are you telling you are heartless? You heard me.
I'm afraid I did.
Do I stutter?
are you telling...
No, now you're stuttering.
Yeah, I am, because I'm trying to make sense out of it. Stupid.
It's plain
stupid
wrong
Pip.
English.
Yes.
Are you telling you are heartless? Period.
Yes. I think.
You want James to stand up after 37 stitches on his body to go to look for money?
Wait a minute. Why does he have all these stitches?
You know why.
I don't, of course.
He gave Brown the bar, and he has, and Brown will sell it if you can help him get the money to get the tax. I give you 120% assurance, okay?
Yeah.
120%.
They're not fucking around.
No.
Brown is a good guy. Thanks, Mr. Eric. So I write to him. I go, Ann, it's the same as it always was. In order for you to be right, the lawyer you met with, your company, the local police, every anti-scammer, and me all must be wrong. These various, quote, officials you dealt with all must be inept and dumb. The truth is as it always is. They pretended to be officials of various organizations, and the real scammers were the people in Ghana, Malaysia, whose name you sent the money to, were the people operating this elaborate scam. Remember last week I read all the names where she sent the money? You can call me and the others an idiot all you want, and she will.
Oh, yeah, she will.
It will not change the elaborate scam. It will not change the reality. I told you the only way you may ever receive the answers was to go to your local authorities and pursue the real names. I'm sure you have a reason for denying all this. I am telling you the truth. If you really think I am an idiot and I do not know what I'm doing, then in turn you must be an idiot for dealing with me all these months.
That's a great
sounds like one of our meetings.
Yeah, sure.
You think I'm so stupid? Why are you here?
Yeah. I'm the asshole. Why you've been coming up here for 5 years?
Well, as I talked about with Pip in the first portion of the show, I'm surrounded by assholes.
Pickle?
I said no. I actually said I was an asshole magnet, and I must be toilet paper.
Yes, and I agreed.
Yes, I don't think either one of us is an idiot. And to move on with your life, you must accept the reality. You got scammed by scammers in Ghana and Malaysia. They did not make mistakes. From Jimmy Jones to Melvin Santos and everybody who you never met in between, they purposefully lied to you and took all of your money. This is the reality of your situation.
Yeah, that's being as brutally honest as you can be, but. I wait with bated breath to hear her answer to you.
I'm sure it hit home.
I'm sure it did.
And then she got it all.
Yes.
Subject. This is what I sent to assholes Brown, Cotton, and Eric Bohr. One, my real scam. Mr. Davin.
Oh, that's four.
My friend Jimmy Jones got killed by my scammers, who are Pedro and Giunti Marum. Two, these are the real scammers list. I did send it to UK, EFCC, FBI, Interpol, and of course my local police.
Sure
here's the
did.
Report. The real scammers, Duit Nuviana, Youngling Lu, Loy Tan.
These are new names.
Sankutila Sanasisi, Ramalu Simanjalam.
Irish guys.
Fu Yingfa.
Well, that's my name now.
You want to be Fu?
Yes.
Fu.
I knew a girl in college whose name was Fu.
Really?
That was her nickname anyway. Alan Stevens. Tahiru
Abadali. Oh, Alan. What?
Alan Stevens.
Ting tack toe. Alan Stevens. Yeah, what the
fuck? Where the hell he sneak into?
Yeah, really.
Tahiru Abadali. These are great Scrabble names.
I love the way he's reading them, too. It's like, wait a minute. When I get a new cat, I'll name him that.
Samoa Sa Tinto.
Samoa.
My favorite type of one. They're delicious.
I just like when all of this Alan Stevens.
I know.
Who the hell are you? How did you get in there?
Yeah, really.
So she goes, we know each other in Bado because he has interest in our products, but we have never met. Mr. Jimmy Jones would like to do. This is what happened between her and Jimmy Jones. We would like to do business with us because he has highly interest in our products of Merry Tents.
Merry Tents.
And other things.
It's a happy place to camp.
Give him the phone number.
Because it's highly interest.
We arranged the meetings with my boss. They're booking the plane tickets and arranging to meet each other in Taiwan. Mr. Jimmy Jones was in Singapore, dated March 9th. She got a private message from Mr. Dwi Noviana saying to pay the cash and he can release my friend. It seems like Jimmy got kidnapped.
Yeah, it does.
He did not come to Taiwan and we never met. I've never met Jimmy Jones in person. Everyone said it is fraud because my friends checked the matter with the British embassy and airport, and no one could find him.
Okay.
He contacted me by using Mr. Duino Vienna's phone. Swallow. Swallow it down, Pip. Like it's a salty little treat. Don't you spit, you naughty bitch. Pip almost had a soda accident. And then she fucking... Don't fucking spit it back in, you fucking animal. Joe, rub her throat like she's a kitty cat and you're trying to get a pill down it.
I don't want to.
Rub her throat.
Oh, my God, that was close.
It's red. That will not look well on the carpet.
Oh, no,
at least
won't.
Joe only spits Sprite.
Yes. And I'm wearing a shirt with a lot of white in it. That would have been bad.
That's not cat piss, so I appreciate you dressing up.
Yes. Yes, no problem.
Yes. His phone number. She gives me the phone number, reports to my bosses that Mr. Jimmy Jones does exist, but no one believes me. I paid $3,000 and then $3,000. Mr. Jimmy Jones told me that the officers released him, but he did not go back to UK. He wanted to prove that he is Jimmy Jones in front of my bosses.
What?
It's like having an imaginary friend.
I know. It's like,
I do have a friend. His name is Bob. You know, like
yeah. He's a big rabbit, but he exists.
He's a big he's a 7-foot rabbit. His name is Bob. That's ridiculous. No, it's not.
No, it's
he's
not.
Real.
No, he's Bob.
He lives in a closet because, well, 7-foot rabbits would live in a closet.
Or under the bed.
He told me this.
I thought he was going to debate me. No, no, don't
I know. He doesn't look like he. I was like, I know.
Really, we're going to argue about this?
We argue about everything else. Why not? Yeah.
It's like when a lonely guy wants to finish jerking off, you just fucking let it go. You move on. You don't talk about it.
That's right.
That was my approach.
Don't discuss it again.
It's like Joe's going on a tangent here about a 7-foot rabbit in a closet. It's Joe's territory.
Let it go.
I'm not going to debate that. He told me this, and then he still stayed in Singapore airport because he wanted to take money back. What is he, like that fucking Tom Hanks character that lives in an airport?
Yeah, the guy with no country.
Yes,
it's a good movie.
It was.
Finally, the lawyer, Madam Barrister Jayanthi Marram. Now we're finding out who this Jayanthi Marram is.
She's a barrister.
Well, not
really.
Supposedly. Not really, Pip.
What, does she work at Starbucks?
That's a barista job.
Okay.
I can't believe you said that.
Really? You can't?
I know.
Finally, that lawyer, Madam Barrister Marram.
Fuck it. Stupid.
Your stupidity seeped into my head.
My pen is working.
Madam Barista, would you please make me a latte?
A latte.
Your Honor.
Assholes.
Thank you. Where do we sign?
On the toilet paper. Just wipe your ass. Just scooch along the carpet like you do.
Great idea.
What?
Great idea.
Sure. Find the lawyer, Madam. Fuck. Fun with words.
I've ruined Zombo.
You did. Madam Barrister Jayanthi Marram helped me get out of Singapore airport, according to Mr. Jimmy Jones, the last contact from his phone. She sent Mr. Jimmy Jones to hospital and took care of him. Then I could not contact with Mr. Jimmy Jones. Then the person who often contacts me is Madam Barrister. And then she told me that Mr. Jimmy Jones... £5,000. He left. Died and has left £500,000, and he left the money to her. What?
I'm still on Madam Barista. I'm sorry.
We're gonna leave it there.
So she died. She died.
Jimmy Jones died.
Jimmy Jones died and left the money to her.
To Ann. $500,000. I'm sure it's free and clear.
But wait a minute. Now, people are dropping left, right, and center around her.
Well, first he was kidnapped.
Okay.
Then he went to an airport. He was held for a ransom. Then he was. Then the barrister got him, released him in the fucking airport.
Yeah. For a dead guy, he's up to his ass.
I know, really.
He's really Alan Thicke this.
Yes.
Really?
Too soon?
No.
Body's not even cold.
Not
I
even
know,
even
really.
And story's 40 minutes old. Yeah.
Fucking breaking news and making jokes about it.
Yeah, of course.
Who's more insensitive than us? No one.
No one.
No one. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good place. So, Jimmy Jones, dead.
Mm. R.I.P.
But leaves money to Ann.
Yeah, why?
So the scam could continue, stupid.
I know. But I mean, like, in real life, why would you believe that this person is leaving you money?
Because you're gullible.
Yeah, okay.
Ann's gullible?
What?
Voted Trump.
you set yourself up for that.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was mean. Now we're just going to have to take it out on some protesters that are penned in. Joe's going to poke him with a stick and go, where?
Oh, I found other liberals to yell at.
What?
I found other liberals to yell at.
We're sitting here.
Yeah.
It doesn't work when he yells at us. We got answers back. Yeah. We're not fucking penned in holding up fucking signs in the freezing cold because we got shit to do, too.
Really?
So what's the total? What?
Protesting.
Well, I mean, listen, they got a right to do it. It's fine. You got a right to be an asshole to them. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I wouldn't call it your crowning achievement, but a lot of people on Facebook seem to think it was for you, so kudos.
Well, we had an abysmal count this evening.
You really sucked at this for quite some time.
I know. I don't know what's gone wrong. I mean, we had 4 Mr. Davins, but we were all lowballing it, so the best we had was 3.
That's not bad.
Yeah, fucking liar, none. Best we had was 1. And fucking asshole, none. And Joe's girl actually picked that. So we had...
You didn't have our tallies when we started.
I know, I didn't have them when we started, but then she put them up. She said 3 Mr. Davins, 1 fucking liar, and 0 fucking asshole.
Miss Joe's girl come
lately? She actually came the closest.
It's the best way to do it. Fucking come in and out of the show, and you'll fucking do the best with it.
Yeah. So Joe's girl is closest.
Yay.
I call her the winner.
Joe's girl wins a date of yelling at the protesters next week.
Yeah.
Take me someplace. Okay, let's go to the city and throw snowballs at people behind a gate.
No.
You can't throw snow. You get arrested. That's assault.
He can just throw words.
In Trump's America, you can assault liberals. It's gonna be happy days are here again. You can throw shit at them, yell at them. You can do whatever you want, Joe.
Oh, I had fun with it.
It's gonna be a good time. I would fucking laugh my ass off if Joe fucking has his little temper tantrum in front of them.
Right.
And then later on during the weekend or next week, Joe's doing a set. And some of them are in the fucking audience.
Oh!
That would have been awesome.
Oh, that's like those things that you read on Facebook and stuff, where somebody, like, beats somebody for a parking space and is a real ass about it, and they're on their way to a job interview, and the guy that they beat for the spot is their interviewer.
Yes, we would have hired you for the job. You were actually the perfect candidate, but when you called me motherfucker
in the parking lot,
I'd say you blew it.
Mr. Comedian, what do you mean by wah boo-hoo?
I'll tell you.
I know you're trying to do your material here, but we have questions. You look familiar. That would be so awesome.
You're wishing this on him.
Absolutely. Like, you're not? He's being a dick to some complete strangers that he's trying to do his showy show, and they fucking...
That's pretty much what you do every weekend.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't go up to random fucking people expressing their political opinions and mock them and then post it on Facebook like I'm some type of retarded superhero.
Oh, that was so much fun.
I'm not saying you didn't have fun doing it. I'm not saying that, but I don't do that. I never went up to somebody like with a Trump bumper sticker, he's going to lose, he's going to lose. All right, there's a Trump supporter. I'm going to walk around.
Neater. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Now, you ever never answer my question. What did they say back to you?
Oh, I'll play it for you.
Oh, well, you tell have
us,
it?
This tells because we're not going to be gathered around unless you're going to put it in front of the microphone.
Oh, no, they told me, fuck you, go away.
You were recording
Was
it?
Joanne there?
No.
Well, because it sounds like her loss. Sounds like something she might say.
Definitely her crowd.
Joanne goes, you know, I'm a big Trump supporter, but I like this protest with Moxie and what they're saying.
Oh, I'd love to go back there, just grab a sign, any sign, and go, oh, fuck you, got jewelry, 50% off, jewelry, 50, I got the wrong sign, shit. Can I have that back, please? Yeah, here you go.
So were they outside the Trump Tower?
Yeah.
I guess they were waiting for Kanye.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, we look forward to you aggravating strangers.
Because
when you're doing that, no, you're not aggravating me. It's a win.
No, actually, we do that all the time.
What, aggravate
Every me? Tuesday night. We aggravate strangers.
I don't know. They don't have a speaking part. We'll assume they like it.
Oh, okay. Until told otherwise.
They love it. They love it.
Yes.
The right rallies around Joe. He's their hero. Mr. All-American.
Yeah, they're like, tell those stupid liberal Jews that you work with.
Tell those commie libs. Wait, we can't use commie anymore. Yeah. Tell those pinkos. Wait, we can't use that anymore.
Oh, darn.
Darn, go back to libtard. The old standby.
Scratch off phrases we can't use anymore.
Libtard.
Lib.
You never hear contard.
No. No, it doesn't translate. No.
Contard?
Well, conservative tard. I don't know. I don't think libtard translates.
What do you mean it does translate? Like, I mean, I know what it means.
I know what it means, but I guess Kantar didn't catch on the way Libtard does. It's a go-to.
But Libtard is just, it's just such a lame word. It's like, I know you are, but what am I?
Well, I always find the
you're a tard.
I always find the people who use it are not retarded in the slightest. I find I am dealing with Mensa people when they are going to the old tard.
Yes.
Nothing to say? You're not a big fan of the tard comments?
No, not at all, because you're insulting the person, not their ideology.
Yes. Well said. All right. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they're ever attacked by Joe in a crowd?
I knew that was coming.
I didn't. Joe's yelling, I went to family martial. I went to zombie martial arts. I'm going to kick him in the jugular. Stop it, you mean conservative.
Wah.
Wah. You see, I would have liked if they went wah back, and then you just have like the conflict of the two going wah louder.
Like people yelling baby talk at each other. Wah! Boo!
Fucking start throwing like baby food at each other.
Rattles.
Why can't that happen? Make that happen.
That's a boy, if I had money and time, I'd get a whole bunch of pacifiers and start throwing them at him.
Emily, they're not that expensive, and you do have time. Make it happen. You'll go viral.
Well, make it happen. I have to make bail after I get hauled away.
As long as you don't hit somebody, you're fine. I think you.
Yeah. Not when I gotta watch my aim as I yell. I got no time for that shit.
I hate to make you multitask. I apologize. Try that again. Do you want to feel safe? Do you need a safe space? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or insults. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's Russ Ferdico, RussFerdico, @yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant.
Oh, it starts.
Oh, what starts?
Oh, everybody, rest in peace, Alan Thicke, like they all fucking knew him.
Oh, I know.
We covered the story first.
We did, well, except for the people that had it on Facebook.
It was just one guy then.
one guy we killed Alan Thicke.
Yeah. So it's like, and he stopped with blood all over his hands to, you know, write the epitaph. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Oh, Alan Thicke died and collapsed while playing hockey with his son.
Oh, man. That's sad.
Yes. Continue.
Give them a call at 973-925-1100, or you can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, office party, or anything you just has to impress, and also Christmas and holiday parties. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also will host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. February 10th, a great show with a very funny Brad Lowry. So, check out and experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
What do you think about these people who post on Facebook about their bowel movements? What's up with that?
What? Who does that?
People.
Ugh. I don't want to know.
I'm not going to name them. I'm not going to shit shame them.
Do!
No poo. I mean, you've seen this.
What's that?
These people that post about their bowel movements.
What is, no. I mean, like, are they...
Here, I'll read the post. I won't say who it is.
Okay.
I took such a dump today at work. there's more.
Oh, there's always more.
Yeah, sure. I took such a dump today at work. I left the stall to a standing ovation. Even the guys at the urinals were saluting.
I walked outside, a skunk wanted my autograph.
Apparently you do, and you got tags.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. Are you into posting bowel movements?
No, not
no.
really.
No, no.
Not really.
You know. No.
All right. That was just a question.
Oh, dear God.
In between all the Trump and Alan Thicke shit on my timeline. There was that.
Sometimes you feel like a slice.
Not after that.
Not after that. Sometimes you need much more time in between that and when you have a slice. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencorellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencorellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Holiday parties coming up, still have time. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anybody going to be anywhere?
Nowhere.
No, I have no life.
Nope. I mean, I might, but not that I'm aware of.
Oh, you might be someplace.
I might be someplace.
You just haven't planned it yet.
I have not, but now I got to find the fucking music. Get us out of here. That's what I got to do. That's what's on my agenda, finding the friggin' music. That's what I'm going to do.
And then you're done? There you go.
I mean, somebody else could die. We could stay on and wait until somebody else dies.
The way 2016 is going, I'm very sure that a bunch more will
go. Let's be honest. As far as 2016 deaths go, Alan Thicke, not a major loss.
No.
I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's like not one of the biggest like stars.
Yeah,
go,
like, are they even going to mention him during the Oscars?
No.
Well, no, but they, like, all the people that die.
I know, but it's like he was a TV show.
Yeah, but they mention, like, gaffers and key grips and shit like
that.
Do
they?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember that. Huh.
Well, you know what? I'm sure they'll mention Kanye.
What do you mean? He's not dead yet?
Do you think the real Kanye West went to Trump Tower?
I saw that yellow hair. Yes, he did.
This is some FBI bullshit.
Oh, man. Right.
They're feuding with the CIA, and that's what they're doing. They're planting a fake Kanye. Real Kanye's dead.
Yeah, because that would well, actually, that would solve a problem for Kardashian, because she wouldn't have to, you know, go through another divorce.
Solve a problem for Kanye. He wouldn't have to have a sex change.
Ooh. What?
To be continued.
What? Why do you think that he would have to?
If I have to tell you, it's not worth fucking sharing. You'll have to fucking ponder for another week.
No, I actually don't want to spend that much time thinking about
it's
Kanye
a cliffhanger.
West. Yeah, it sure is.
Who cut off Kanye's nuts?
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. All right. That's about all we can stand.
Yeah. I think that's about all they can stand.
Nah, it was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
It was intrigue. There was Anne.
Yeah, we yelled. It was good.
It was good.
There you go.
Protesters got a piece of Joe's mind.
They didn't get a piece of the dollar store where he was throwing dollar store pacifiers at people.
Yeah,
they
could
have gotten
that.
Made
in China. Fuck you. Made in China.
Funny.
China. It's all made in China.
China is made in China.
It's all coming to an end here. Suck on your China pacifiers. China. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way.